弟兄姐妹，来宾，还有在网上的各位，大家早上好。
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters online, good morning.
我们今天要来分享一个我们很需要的一个功课，就是如何做一个刚强又结果子的基督徒。
Today, I'm going to share with you a much needed lesson. The topic is how to be a strong and courageous and fruitful Christian.
因为圣经讲说到末世的时候会有危险的日子到来。
Because the Bible tells us that in end times there will be dangerous things happening, arriving.
还有很多属灵的征战。
There will be a lot of spiritual warfare going on.
而且我们基督徒的信仰会受到很大的挑战。
Also, our Christian beliefs will face great challenges.
圣经说刚强的基督徒就是说你的信仰很坚固。
According to the Bible, what is mean by a strong and courageous Christians? It means that you are strong and solid in your belief, in your faith.
困难的时候靠主站立的稳，还能得胜。
Whenever difficulties or challenges comes, you can rely on the Lord and you can stand firm.
所以，一个刚强的基督徒就是一个得胜者，得胜者。
So, in other words, a strong and courageous Christian must be a winner, must be victorious in the spiritual battle.
在启示录第三章那边讲到有七个教会，有七个教会就是预表当时也是后来我们现在或是末世的教会。
Revelation chapter 3 talks about seven churches. These seven churches are symbolic of the churches in end times, in our times.
它里面提到七次到九次，说对每一个主耶稣对每一个教会讲话的时候，都提到说，你要刚强到底，你要做一个得胜者。
Jesus Christ, when he speaks to every church, he said this seven or nine times that you have to stand firm, you have to strong and courageous to the end.
你就会得到冠冕，会得到从神来的奖赏。
Then you will be awarded crowns, you will be awarded rewards from God.
所以神看我们基督徒怎么看呢？
So how does God view us Christians?
他不在乎我们的信主了多少年，或是活多久。
He really doesn't care how many years we have been Christians or how long we will live on.
或是说我们在教会里参与了多少活动。
He doesn't care how many activities we will be participating in the church.
但是我们如果不是个刚强的基督徒，不是个得胜者，那是很可惜的。
But if we are not a strong and courageous Christian, if we are not a winner, in the end, and that would be a pity.
另外一个就是神要我们多结果子。
Another thing that God has instructed us is that we have to bear much fruit.
因为果树不结果子，它就不叫果树。
Because a fruit tree, does not bear fruit, then, is not.In essence, or actually a so-called fruit tree.
果树的价值就在结果子。
The value of a fruit tree lies in his ability to bear fruits.
有一棵不结果子的无花果树，耶稣咒诅它，它就枯萎了，死了。
There is a barren fruit tree, a fig tree. It does not bear fig, so Jesus Christ cursed it, and then it withered.
耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ tells us that he is a true vine.
我们是他世上的枝子。
We are his branches.
所以我们就要结果子。
So we ought to bear fruit.
我们结果子。神就得荣耀。
If we bear fruit, then God is glorified.
他说如果不结果的就剪掉。
But if we do not bear fruit, then God will will cut us off.
就是没有价值。
Because it would mean that we have no value at all.
所以我们今天所要谈的两点就是做刚强的信徒。
So there are two points to today's sermon. That is, we have to be a strong and courageous believer.
还有结果子的信徒。
Also, we have to be a fruitful believer.
刚强，还有真葡萄树的枝子，是指到品质，我们的品质。
When we talk about being strong, being courageous, and bearing fruit, we are talking about the quality of us as believers.
品质就决定了它的价值。
Quality determines value.
一个刚强的信徒，他就是个得胜者，他就得到冠冕，这是得胜者，就是他的价值。
A strong and courageous Christian is a victorious Christian, and he will receive a crown, and this is what his value lies in.
我们是真葡萄树的枝子，就是我们的品质，结果子就是我们的价值。
We are the branches of the true vine, which is Jesus Christ, and the bearing fruit is our value, our worth.
但是我们今天的时代是充满了挑战。
But today we live in a world, in an age which is full of challenges.
好，我们来看，这里有一段开始的话。
Let's read see a passage on screen.
有些人都知道在双城记里面有一段这么话。
We know there's a novel by Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities.
他说。那是个最好的时代，也是最糟糕的时代。
He said that's the best of times, that's the worst of times.
那是个智慧的时代，也是个愚蠢的时代。
That's a age of wisdom, and that is an age of foolishness.
那是个信仰的时代，也是个怀疑的时代。
That is an age of belief, and this is also an age of incredulity.
是光明的时代，季节也是黑暗的季节。
It's an epoch of brightness, light, and it is an epoch of darkness.
我们好像拥有了一切，但是好像也是一无所有。
It seems that we own everything, but at the same time, it also seems that we own nothing.
好像很多人在寻找神，往天堂跑，但是事实上他是往相反的方向走。
It seems that many people are running toward the heaven, but at the same time, they are running in the opposite direction.
这是我们今天的时代，也是我们的教会的光景吗？
Is this also a description of our church or our times that we live in?
在这一段里面充满了对比。
In the passage that I just read to you, it's full of antithesis or contrast.
有最好的，有最坏的，哎，同时在一起并存。
The best and the worst coexist.
哎，有时候你看从属世的眼光看它是最好的，但是从神的眼光看却是最坏的。
From a worldly view, it is the best, but from God's view, it is the worst.
当人堕落的时候，所产生的堕落的文明。
When men fail, then from it produce a civilization which is also fallen by nature.
有善跟恶在一起啊，是必然的现象。
Good and bad or are together. This is a must, a inevitable situation.
你看那个小天师、小先知阿摩斯书。
In the prophetic book Amos,
在北国耶罗波安二世作王的时候，是北国最富强的时候。
When in Northern Kingdom, when I don't know the pronunciation.
Jeroboam.
Jeroboam
second.
Second, when he was the king, that's the high point of Northern Kingdom.
最富有国家最强的时候。
That's a country which has a mighty military power and which is very wealthy.
但是在信仰上是最黑暗，道德上是最腐败的时候。
But when it comes to belief, when it comes to faith, it is a most corrupted and depraved period.
我们看今天的美国啊，很多主流教会就是一直在走下下滑。
If we turn our eyes to today's America, United States, we see that many mainstream churches are going down.
很多年轻人不断的流失离开教会。
Many young people are drifting away from the church.
我们是不是已经看到我们的时代有这样的挑战啊？
So isn't it that we already seen that even in this age, in the age that we are living in, these challenges has begun to appear.
我们是妥协呢，或是起来改变现状呢？
So what attitude would we adopt to face it? Do we just compromise with it, or do we stand up and face the challenges?
我现在要花一些，今天要花一些时间来讲一讲21世纪。对我们教会、对基督徒的挑战。
Today, I would like to spend some time talking about the challenges that the 21st century is given to us churches.
第一个是社会形态的改变。
The first is about the change of social patterns.
背后有一个属灵的恶势力。
There is behind a church a evil spiritual force.
你们都看到上面这些，我不再做很多的解说，你都可以看到这个今天，这些事情都是在发生的。
So, would you please read from the screen for yourselves? So these are all the challenges that this world is now facing.
他要改变一个社会人心，他魔鬼首先改变神所创造的家庭的制度。
So, in order to change the minds of a society, what the devil does, the first thing that he does is to change the family structure.
一个坚强的教会必定是一个基督徒都是很坚强的、很健康的家庭做基础的。
A strong and solid church must be composed of families that are strong and solid in faith.
家庭如果被破坏了，那教会也就没有办法健全。
Once the family structure is destroyed, the church itself will not be solid and strong anymore.
其实神建立家庭制度是有他最美的美意。
God has wonderful purposes behind his building family as an institution.
我们有没有想到过啦？
Have we ever thought about this?
家庭是神所创造的第一个 institution。
Family is the first institution that God created.
比任何的政府、任何的法律、任何的人类组织都要先。
Before the government or other human organizations.
因为家庭是信仰的堡垒。
Because a family is the fortress, the stronghold of faith or belief.
神知道他创造人类，人会堕落。
God knew that man would fall.
但是你看，马拉基书说，神从一人创造万族，他可以造很多亚当，造很多的夏娃，但是为什么他单单造一个人呢？
Bible tells us that God creates.All human beings, all different races, ethnic, ethnic groups and so on from one man.
这意思是说神可以创造一下子创造十个亚当，十个夏娃，或是一百个亚当，一百个夏娃，但是他不要，他只创造一个亚当，再从一个亚当造出一个夏娃，是这样意思啦。
Even though God could have created 10 Adams or 10 Eves at the same time, but he did not choose to do that. He just created first and foremost one single man.
因为他要从一人就产生万族, 就是要人人都有一个敬虔的后裔。
Because he wants to create a multitude of races and people from just one man, because he wanted that man to have a godly descendants.
你看夫妻的关系，圣经用夫妻的关系来解释教会跟基督的关系。
The Bible uses a husband-wife relationship to explain the relationship between Jesus Christ and church.
所以一个敬虔的家庭是神非常看重的。
So a godly family is what God really looks at very highly.
家庭也是个信仰传承的地方，《申命记》第六章四到九节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it tells us that a family is also can inherit, can that the offsprings of later generations inherit the faith.
家庭也是服事主的一个基地.
Family is also a base, a site where people can serve the Lord.
耶稣雅记24章15节，我及我们一家必定侍奉耶和华。Joshua,
it said in Joshua that as for me and my family, we will definitely serve the Lord.
家庭里面的大家彼此服侍，就是在学习要怎么用爱来服侍神，服侍教会。
In a family, a family members learn how to serve each other. This is a way for them to learn how to serve each other in a church.
家庭是爱的窝.
So family is also where the where love is.
因为亚当看到夏娃的时候，就说：“哇哦，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
Because as we know, when Adam first saw Eve, he said, "Oh, this is a flesh of my flesh. This is bone of my bone. This is from me."
而且说两个人赤身肉体在一起并不羞耻。
Also, we are told that at the beginning, when men and women were together naked, they did not feel ashamed.
就是说，他们非常亲密，而且非常的敞开，非常的真实，彼此的接纳，彼此的相爱。This
described a very close, a close and intimate, relationship, between the two, and they are very true to each other.
家庭也是避难所。
A family is also where, is also a refuge.
因为神应许你。 得救，你必你一家人也必定要得救。
Because God has promised us that if you are saved, then the whole family will be saved.
所以神希望一家一家一家的拯救。
So it's God's hope that every family can be saved one after another.
家庭也是见证神恩典的地方。
Family is where people can testify for God.
是马拉基书第三章十一到十八节，一个基督化的家庭让人称说，哦，这是个有福的家庭，喜乐的地方。
As said in the Old Testament, a family is a place where one can find joy and blessings.
但是要家庭成为神所祝福的信仰的堡垒、信仰的传承、服侍主、爱之窝，等等等等等等等等，有一个先决的条件。
But if one wants a family to become all of those which I have just described, then there's a prerequisite to it.
必须这个家庭是一男一女一夫一妻一心一意一生一世。
The family can only be composed of a man and a woman, and this man and woman are supposed to be together throughout their lifetimes, and they have to be of one mind and one heart.
必须是父亲带头。把整个家带到神的面前。
And the father has to be the leader, which brings the entire family to.
但是今天撒旦的诡计，他破坏了神的计划。他用什么呢？让性别的定义、家庭的定义、夫妻的定义、性别的认同，都把它改变了。
But today, one of the scheme of a devil is to destroy the family structure. So he introduced the concepts of a new concepts about gender, about gender identity.
神为什么要有男女性别的不同呢？
Why is that God made a distinction between the male and the female?
因为圣经讲说，我要造个夏娃。让他成为帮助者。
Because the Bible tells us that God said that I wanted to create I want to create Eve in order to be a helper for Adam.
帮助者也可以称为补助他，补他的不足。
So by definition, a helper means to complement the other party to make up for what.The other party is lacking.
或是协调者。
So it is also one who mediates, who brings things into harmony.
因为有时候男的太粗心了，神就造一个女的比较细心。
For instance, a man can be does not attend to details very well. So God created a woman who is by nature more meticulous.
有时候懒得很严厉，母亲就比较温柔。
Or maybe the father is a bit too strict, and the mother tends to be more tender-hearted.
所以人格的塑造、信仰的传承都是在家庭形成的。
So, in a family, one's character is being shaped, and belief or faith becomes a legacy for later generations.
你有角色的不同，你就会学习如何分工或协调，如何来互助。
Because of our different roles in a family, then we learn how to divide labor and how to cooperate with each other.
现在所有角色都会弄乱的时候，小孩子就说：“哎，我爸爸到底是男的还是女的？”
And since our traditional gender roles are no longer existing, then this causes confusion on the part of children.
所以他不知道角色是怎么样，他怎么要承担责任，他就没有办法学习到。
So if a child does not know his place, does not know what kind of role he or she has, then how can he or she carry?Take on family responsibilities.
今天父母的权威就被取代了。
So today we see that parental authorities are being replaced.
未成年的小孩，他可以不经父母的同意就去堕胎，改变性别。
So a child without the consent of the parents can just go ahead and have an abortion or change his or her original gender.
父母如果干涉，他就成为违法， 还有可能被抓去坐牢。
And according to today's law, if parents ever interfered in children's business, then the parents are violating law.
所以撒旦知道，只要把这个基督徒的家庭摧毁了，那教会就没有明天了。So
Satan knows very well that as long as he destroyed the family structure, then there will be no place left for church.
因为这样的家庭出来的小孩子，他就不晓得我是谁，那怎么能够把信仰传承下去呢？
Because children from this kind of family, because they don't know who they are, how can we expect them to carry on the belief or faith or even give it to next generations?
Well, 你说我们，你要说，哎呀，我看了太多年轻人，去大学以后就离开神，但是我又怎么办呢？我有什么办法呢？
You may say that I have seen a lot of young people leaving God once they and go to colleges. So, but how can I do with it?
所以，刚刚的Deacon说，现在是个最美好的时代，也家里边拥有一切的物质的东西，但是去最坏的时刻。So,
If we apply Deacon's words to this situation, this is the best of times because there's a lot of wealth and rich and materialistic riches in a family. But this is the worst of times because family is has a kind of experienced a bankruptcy.
美国的家庭，基督徒家庭的离婚率。 还有说这个网上的色情、家庭的暴力，几乎跟非基督徒差不多。The
in United States, for the so-called Christian families, the divorce rate, pornography, the violence, and so on, is almost the same as families that are not Christians.
你说我们华人的下一代的家庭会比较好吗？
How about us Chinese people of Chinese descent would our next generations be better off?
如果我们的下一代不是坚强的基督徒，你再看看下一个你就知道了。If
our next generations if they are not a strong courageous Christians.
为什么很多年轻人在教会很好？ 一到大学就离开了，因为有思想的挑战，改变了他。
Why some there are young people who used to be good Christians in church, but leave the church after they go to colleges because they face the challenges of thinking or ideology.
不只是些一些野心的政客。 一些媒体，事实上是背后一个属灵的黑暗的势力。
So this is not just because of the influences of politicians who place personal interests above public interests. Actually, behind all of this is the working of the devil.
当年轻人的思想 他接触到他在教会是好像被保护了啊，对不对？然后去到社会里面，哎，一大堆的不同的思想来了。So
those young people, they were protected in the church, but once they go to colleges and they are exposed to a society, then they are under the influence of those worldly, ungodly. Thoughts and ideologies.
所以当他们思想渐渐的被 被改变的时候，侵蚀的时候啊，他的信仰也逐渐的瓦解了。
So as those young people, as they are, their minds are changing, then at the same time, their faith is being destroyed.
今天很多人很容易就在互联网上就可以得到他所要得到的知识。
Today, many people are very easy to get information wanted from internet.
但是我们有没有想到那些知识是属地的知识、智慧，或是属灵的、属天的啦？
But have we ever thought about it? The information or the knowledge received from internet, is it godly? Is it belonging to the heavenly realms, or is it just knowledge or information belonging to this world, the earth?
你怎么会有分辨力呢？
How can one has the ability to distinguish one from the other?
所以 Deacons 说，这是最智慧的时代，也是最愚蠢的时代。
That's why Deacons said this is an age of wisdom. This is also an age of foolishness.
因为诗篇五十三篇第一节告诉我们啊，愚顽的人心里说没有神。
Because as is said in Psalms, foolish people said that there's no God.
三十六篇第一节，恶人的罪过在他的心里说，我的眼中没有神。
The sins of sinners says in their heart that there's no God in my eyes.
现在很多很多的你都会听到什么取消文化啦、政治正确啦等等。
So nowadays, we heard a lot about such terms as cancel cultures or political correctness.
你要知道，我们的基督信仰已经被边缘化了。
We must know that our Christian belief has already been marginalized.
也不但被边缘化，而且被妖魔化、妖魔化了。
We Christian belief is not only being marginalized, it's also being demonized.
为什么呢？因为他说我们不容忍，不容忍。
Because people said Christianity does not tolerate.
意思说真理只有绝对的，真神只有一个。
Truth is absolute.There's only one truth, and there's only one true God. And
得救只有一个途径，就是信靠耶稣，并认罪悔改，接受耶稣做救主，只有这个。
And there's only one way, according to Christianity, for salvation, that is belief in Jesus Christ.
但是你会一方面年轻人会看说，哦，这是他们那一。说不同意见的人，他们都非常聪明啊。
But people would say, and those who hold different opinions, they are very smart.
说不定他们讲的有道理。
So, what they say must be, must make sense, must be sensible, must be true.
但是我告诉你啊，以弗所书第四章十七节、十八节告诉我们。
But Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 say,
没有神的人，他们的心，他们是存虚妄的心在做事情。
Those without God, when do things, they do things with a vain heart and mind.
圣经称为他们无知。
And the Bible called this kind of people ignorant.
他们不是聪明，反而是无知。
Instead of being smart, actually they are very ignorant.
为什么他们最无知呢？因为他们与神所赐的永远的真正的生命隔绝了。 就是说 they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God, life, the true life, eternal life. 当一个人他做什么事情从来不考虑到神，没有把他的神，没有神把神放在他的思维里面的时候。
If a person, whenever he does things, he never take into consideration. According to Bible, this kind of people is vain, is to no avail, because he never thinks about God. Because this person would say there's no God, or he would say I'm not afraid of God. I have a God according to my own definition. So a person without God, when he comes to a final judgment, everything he had, everything he did, would come to nothing.
所以圣经用两个，我们中文用两个字，用很好，用一个虚，还有一个望。虚是空的 empty，望就是很狂妄，狂妄。
So the Chinese expression is composed of two words. One is a 虚, which means empty or devoid of substance. The other is 妄, means unrestrained or too bold, too wild.
所以只是他们智慧吗？你看哥林多前书就讲说，神拣选了我们这些软弱的人。
So would you call those people wise people? According to the Bible, God chose us weak people as his children.
在人看来不是聪明的人。
So maybe from a human perspective, we are not smart enough.
在人看来我们好像没有什么地位，没有什么成就的人。
Maybe from the viewpoint of the world, we seem to have done little, and we seem to have not been accomplished.
但是最后啊，神要让那些所有说他聪明的人、有智慧、有地位的人呢，通通都归零。But
in the end, God will let those people who had once thought themselves as smart, intelligent, and wise, they would come to nothing.
如果你有圣经，你可以记下来，是哥林多前书第一章26到31节。
Corinthians, First Corinthians.
26到31节。
第几章？
第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 27.
所以这里就提到说, good without God is nothing. G-O-O-D. 把 G-O-D 拿走的时候，它只剩下零。 Good without God is nothing.
Yeah. Good without God is nothing.
第三个就是科技的挑战。
The third point I would like to raise is challenges posed by technology.
第二个是说我们以为智慧没有神是变成愚拙。第三个挑战是什么呢？
The third challenge is.
你看这里说未来的科技发展，它会改变了我们的工业，改变了我们的商业模式。 还有改变我们人类的生活方式。So
the future technological development or improvement will change it will change areas in economy, in business.
就在这几行了，就是这个啊，会限制这个，他们以为都有了。 Future abundance, 以为样样都有，确实是一无所有。
So they thought they had everything. Actually, they had nothing.
对, Deacons 最后一句话讲说, 他们认为说我样样都有了, 但是确实, 最后, 如果依靠这些, 没有神, 是一无所有。
So they would think that owns everything, but in the end, they owns nothing.
为什么都没有了, 看下一章就知道了。
Why is it so?
因为他们相信科技会让人类有继续不断的增加全球的丰富。
Because they believe that technology will bring the continuous developments and advancement in technology will bring along with it a great wealth and other forms of abundance.
这里有十点的, 但每一点正好都是跟圣经相反的。
But actually, all of those run contrary to what the Bible says.
第一点说有很多财富, 但是你是地上的财富或是天上的财富呢?
So about wealth, are you talking about wealth accumulated in the heavens or wealth accumulated on earth?
第二点讲到说, 哦, 现在用5G哦, 可以, 哦, 跟每一个人都联合起来。
All the technology is said to be able to increase or enhance connectivity among people.
但是它是个虚拟的团契呢, 或者真正有圣灵同在实体同在的团契呢?
But is this a virtual, not real connectivity or fellowshipping, or is it a substantial, solid? True fellowshipping.
那第三点讲到说, 哇, 人类的寿命可以一直延长哦。
The third is talk about human lifespan can be expanded.
因为你看, 我们可以用基因治疗哦, 把很多的那个病因都拿走了, 以后就不会有癌症了。
Because they can resort to treatments of in regard to genes, and they can remove all the bad things in order for human beings to live a longer life.
那你是要追求肉体的生命, 那你不要永生的生命吗?
So are we talking about just life of a flesh or a life, eternal life?
你满足于今生, 不要永恒吗?
So are we just satisfied with our lives on earth and we at the expense of eternal life.
那第五点说, 哦, 我们戴上这个眼镜以后, 哇, 我就好像到, 啊, 哪里去冒险啊, 哦, 非常的刺激。
And by technology, we can go everywhere to do things that we wish.
但是这种虚拟的享受, 比得上真实, 大家在家人或是弟兄姐妹在圣灵里面的 灵里的喜乐吗?
Can this kind of pleasure be comparable to a true joy and the blessings we received when people in the family or in church have true fellowship?
我想这些点不用讲啊, 那我们再看下一章。
So let's take a look at next.
我们以为这个好像已经, 哦, 对教会很大的挑战, 尤其是对我们的下一代。
So we may think that this already posed, all of this posed great challenges to family and to church.
但是圣经告诉我们, 最坏的还没有到了, 最坏的还没有来到。
But the Bible tells us that the worst has yet to come.
因为什么? 因为他最坏的, 他只是在背后还没有真的完全的出现, 已经这么坏了。
Because as bad as it is now, the worst has yet to come. It's still behind the scenes. It hasn't really appeared.
而它不但坏，是我们根本看不到敌人在哪里。
Because we cannot see where our enemies are.
因为你看以弗所书就告诉我们，是个空中属灵的。
Because Ephesians tells us a spiritual forces of a dark world in the heavenly realms.
他掌管了各种的势力啊, 来摧毁人类, 摧毁教会。
So he controls all kinds of spiritual forces in order to destroy a church.
所以这里有三个挑战, 就是说, 第一个, 你根本看不到敌人在哪里。
So there are three challenges. Number one, our enemies are invisible.
第二个挑战就是刚刚我们提到那个三点, 让你家庭解体, 让你思想彻底的被他 改变。 第三个就是用新的科技, 让你认为样样都有, 反而你不去注重 属灵的丰富。
The second challenge is what we have, the three things we have just said. Disruption of family structure, changing of human minds, and also the advanced technology brings along with it an insubstantial or deceptive pleasures and wealth.
第三个挑战就是说，你有一天想要反抗、想要发声的时候，你不但发不出声来，你一反抗就被抓起来。
And the next challenge is that if you want to stand up against it, you cannot voice because once you do it, you are suppressed.
Okay, 我们看下一个 slide 哦，他是说我们就是一个。 看不见敌人的无形的战争，而且是最可怕的。
So we are now engaged in a spiritual warfare where our enemies are invisible.
比今天苏俄打乌克兰还可怕。
It's even more horrifying than a Russian invading Ukraine.
因为苏俄说你如果 要制裁我要打我核子战争哦，核子毁灭哦，大家通通死哦。
Because Russia government threatens to resort to nuclear weapons to have the fight settled.
下一章，苏俄打乌克兰战争可能会有停止的一天。 会有停止的一天。
There will be a day when this war ends.
但是这个属灵的征战一定要打到耶稣基督再来才会停止。
But the spiritual warfare will not cease until Jesus Christ comes back.
他不是今天才有，他从古时候。 从神创造亚当夏娃的时候就开始，一直打到今天了。
And this spiritual warfare does not happen just today. It has been going on ever since Genesis after Adam and Eve fell.
所以我们要做一个刚强的基督徒，不是指我们这一代做啊。
So to be a strong and courageous Christian is not just confined or limited to us this present generation.
因为到耶稣第二次再来才会终止啊，所以要一代一代的下去啊。So this warfare
will continue until the second coming of Jesus Christ. So this warfare will be carried on from generation to generation.
你要不要战呢？ 要不要对抗他呢？
So, are we going to fight it?
因为你不晓得耶稣什么时候来，但是知道他快来，但是什么时候你不知道。
We don't know the definite time when Jesus Christ comes back. We know he's coming back, but we don't know the exact time for it to happen.
就像乌克兰，他说我不晓得。 我的援助邻国送战机来，那个波兰要送战机来，什么时候到？那我是不是要等到他到我才打仗呢？
Just like Ukraine, they will say, I don't know when the foreign aids will arrive, but we cannot stop fighting against the Russians. We have to go keep on doing it.
如果我们说要等到他来才打仗的时候，哎，那个狮子就来吃我们了。So
if we wait and we don't do anything, then the lion will eat us, devour us.
所以最危险的地方就是去打仗，反而是最安全的地方。So
go to fighting actually is the safest, best. Means to do.
我们来看那个彼得前书啊，基督徒他为什么会刚强啊？
Peter, First Peter, why does a Christian, why is a Christian strong?
因为他们相信说我们以基督受苦是神的旨意。Because
they believe that to suffer. Together with Jesus Christ, this is the will of God.
如果我们以基督受苦, 神荣耀的灵与我们同在,
if we suffer with Jesus Christ together, then God's Spirit will be with us.
他知道基督徒有一天, 这个大逼迫会来,
they knows that one day Jesus Christ will come back.
他已经告诉当时的信徒, 也告诉我们今天的信徒。
Because this is already spoken to disciples of his time. He also speaking this to us today.
但是他告诉我们不要怕。
But he also tells us that don't be afraid.
因为神的道, 我们得救是因为听了神的道，就像一个种子在我们心里，我们才得救的。That
we save means that we are saved is because we have heard a God's word, and just like a seed being planted or being sowed in our heart.
他在第一章告诉我们了，那个23节，我们得救是神不能坏、不能朽坏。 长存活泼的种子。
First Peter, First Peter chapter, First Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Since you have been born again, for not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God.
所以你看，我们已经得到神的生命，不会坏，又活泼，就很有能力，又不会又长存，不管怎么打，就是要长存。So
we have already, so we have already received life from God that is imperishable, that will never decay, that is eternal.
所以他已经给我们这样坚强的生命。So
he has already given us this strong life.
然后第二章就告诉我们要把这个生命喂养长大，让它更强，发挥能力。
And chapter 2 tell us to feed this spiritual life, make it stronger, make it grow and mature.
第四章告诉我们受到试炼一定会有的，要欢喜。
And the chapter 4 tells us that we are bound to have trials and tribulations, but we must rejoice in the midst of all this.
我希望你把第四章的16节跟19节记下来。
I hope you can remember chapter 4 verses 16 and 19.
因为这两节就是彼得前书的精华。
Because these two verses constitute the essence. Essential passage of First Peter.
若因为我们是做基督徒受苦，不要羞耻，倒要因这个基督徒的名归荣耀给神。Verse
16. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that in that name.
基督徒这个名字是除了耶稣基督以外啊，是在天下人间第二尊贵的名。
So, Christian, this term is the most exalted and honorable name next to Jesus Christ.
耶稣是天下最尊贵的名。我们是基督徒，你看 Christian 里面有个 Christ, I am.
So Jesus Christ is the most exalted and honored name in the universe, and we are Christians. Christian, they'll say Christ in that.
我们的国父啊，第一任总统乔治华盛顿。
Our founding father George Washington.
他说：“总统这个名字没什么啦，基督徒这个才是最尊贵的。他，人家叫他总统也好啦，叫他什么啊将军也好啦，但是他最爱的就是人家说我是个真基督徒，那才是最尊贵的名字。”
He once said that.Quote unquote, president, this title really means nothing to me. What he likes most is that people refer to him as a Christian.
第十九节，第四章十九节，所以那照着神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交于那信使的造化之主。
Verse 19, therefore that those who suffer according to God, will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good.
好，我们再看下一章哈。所以圣经告诉我们要靠着主做刚强的人。
So the Bible tells us to be strong and courageous in the Lord.
因为我们已经有刚强生命这个品质了。我们就要做一个得胜者才有价值。
Because we already have the quality of a strong life, then we have the ability to be a winner, to be victorious.
你看第三章启示的三章十一节跟二十一节，他说，耶稣说，我快要来了。
Revelation 3.Jesus Christ said that, I'm coming back soon.
你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
You have to hold on to all that you have in order not to be taken, in order not for your crown.
就是我们要刚强到底，要
to be taken away.
要刚强到底，要结果子。
That means, we have to be strong and courageous and fruitful.To the end.
得胜的神，他说让我们要做跟他同坐宝座。
The winners, those who are victorious, will sit on the throne along with him.
所以我刚刚就讲过，在启示录里面呢、啊，第二节、第二章到第三章啊，讲到每一个教会里面都一定要讲要得胜，要得胜，要得胜，讲到冠冕、冠冕、奖赏、奖赏、荣耀。
So as I mentioned earlier, in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus Christ instructed each and every church that they be strong and courageous. They win the battle to the end.
所以我们知道主耶稣要来，但是什么时候来，虽然不知道。
So we know for sure that Jesus Christ is coming back, but as to the exact time, we don't know yet.
我们看下面两个 slide. 但是耶稣说，我来的时候啊，就像劫来一样。
Jesus Christ said, when I comes, it will be like a thief.
你想不到的时候，他就来了。
Means he will come at a at a time we least expect.
所以我们要随时准备他来，而不是说，哎呦，我等到他，我已经确定他快要来的时候，我才得准备。
So we have to get ourselves ready at all times.
那要怎么做一个刚强的基督徒？这里有七点的建议。
There are seven suggestions I would like to offer to you in order to be a strong and courageous Christian.
我们今天没有时间讲了，因为要还要握笔，我把它念一下就好了。
So because of the time, because of time constraints, I will just read them briefly.
我们再看下一章，它就有一个简短的解释，就是说喂养我们的灵。Feed
our spirit.
它这里要点是说，我们活着不是靠食物，而是靠神的话。Because
man lives do not do not merely on food. But on the words of God.
第二个要坚固我们的信心,
build our faith.
就是说我们听得到, 听得神的话, 要跟信心调和起来。
After we have heard God's word, we have to blend it or harmonize it or unite it with actions.
调和是什么意思呢? 调和啊。
What does it mean by union?
有些人说，哎呀，神讲这个话，我听不下去，我算了，不要听了。Some
people may say that, I just cannot bear, some of God's words, so I might as well just, not listen to it.
你听不懂没有关系，但是我们接受，然后神就会借着，很多环境啦，或是弟兄姐妹的见证啊，等等啊，让那个道慢慢的让你了解说，哦，原来是这样。
Even though you may not understand God's words, it really doesn't matter. You just accept it, and God will use a lot of ways, including brothers and sisters' testimonies and other ways to make you realize in due time.
首先你要相信神是真实，他还有他的话是真实可信的。
But you must first believe that God's words is God's words are true and are trustworthy.
第三个就是要把神的话应用到生活里面。
And also, next thing is that we have to apply God's words to actual lives.
信仰要生活化。
So our faith or our belief should be implemented in life.
第四个，要规范我们生命的思维，常常用圣经、圣灵来洁净我们的心思意念。
So we have to discipline our life with faith.
第五点，要赞美来保守我们的心。
We have to praise the Lord to guard in order to guard our hearts.
第六点，在圣灵里面不住的祷告。
Also, pray incessantly in the spirit.
然后第七个，脱去重担跟缠累。
Rid ourselves of all the burdens and the entanglements.
我们再看下一章，这里有个西班牙的俗语，但是 Stephen Covey 跟他引用了。他说：“你种下思想，你就收成行动。”
If you sow a thought, then you will reap action.
你种下行动，你就会变成习惯。
If you sow action, then it will you will reap habit.
然后从习惯变成品格。
And from habit, it produces character.
然后你就变成什么样的人。
And it will determine what kind of person you are.
然后我们再来看一下那个果子，再下一章。圣经解答说，我们已经有耶稣的真生命，要结果子。The
Bible tells us that since we have already owned Jesus Christ a true life, then next thing is that we must bear fruit.
这样的生命才有价值。
Only then will our life be worthy and valuable.
神看不看说我们信主有多久，活了多长，或是说我做了教会多少工，如果没有结果子的话，都是空的嘛，对不对？
So God does not care how many years we have been Christians or how many activities we have participated in the church. If we do not bear fruit, then all of that, all of those things means nothing.
你看在这里有五个果子。
So there are five kinds of fruit.
那我们在底下看还有另外五个果子。
And there are yet another five.
我特别介绍第十个果子。
I would like to, to call your attention, especially to the tenth fruit.
当我们去传福音，人得救的时候。
When we spread the gospel, to people and people are saved.
啊，那一个人虽然有一天我们走了，但是那一个人他得救人，他真的有生命，真正从中得救，他又传了福音，又拯救了很多人。
And if even if we are not there anymore, but the person if he has a true life, then he will transmit this faith, a gospel to other people.
然后他又拯救了人，又传一直下去。
So this process goes on and on.
有一天我们离开世上到神那边去，我们不在世上做工了。但是哦，你看，我们做了工，这样一直一直一直一直下去。
Once we stopped working on earth and we go enter into the presence of God, but we can see that the work that we did continues on earth.
这是第十个果子的意思。
So this is the meaning of the tenth fruit.
有一个诗人啊，他讲了一个很就是以前我很喜欢听的话。
There's a poet, and he says something. He once said, which is my favorite.
就是薛永祖的大学，台湾大学的一个教授啊。
So he's a professor from National Taiwan University.
那时候我还没有信主啊，但是我信主以后，我觉得说，哎呀，他讲的话也没什么。
He said that after I believed in Christ, I thought it seems there was nothing changes.
因为他是诗人，他还很多的书。
Because he was a poet, so he had a lot of books.
很多人跟他借的书没有还。
And many people had borrowed books from him, and they never returned books to him.
他的书都是很珍贵的书。
Of his books were rare editions.
那有些人就说，那你会不会难过啦？
So people would ask him, do you feel bad about it?
他说不会啊。
He said, no, I don't feel bad about the people not returning books back to me.
他说我有一天走的时候啊，我永远有利息留在人间。
Because once I'm gone, I still have money left behind in the world.
因为那些不还书的人，他继续在看我的书，那就是我生的利息啊。
Because those people who do not return books to me, they are still reading my books. So these are like interests.
但是当我信了耶稣以后，觉得哎呀，那没什么，最宝贵的就是我们基督徒有这个还原的果子。
But after he said, after I believe, I believe in Jesus Christ, I think the most precious for a Christian is that we have this fruit which can multiply.
今天我们真的是面临很大的挑战，还有我们的下一代更大。
So really, today we really need to pray very hard. So that our next generations will be stronger.
所以我们要做坚刚强的人。
We have to be a strong Christian.
为基督的名，为义，照神的旨意受苦，是自我生命的舍去，自我的舍去。
So suffer for the Lord, is to deny myself.
只有这样走十字架的道路 ，cross 会得到 crown， 才是一个得胜者。
It is only when I received the crown and I be a winner. This is the most precious thing. This is the purpose that I have to pursue.
所以这里做刚强人就是你很多要舍下。
So being a strong Christian means denying a lot of things.
那另外一边结果就是要增加。
On the other hand, bear increasingly more fruit.
为基督的名，为义，为神的荣耀，结果只是属灵生命的一直增长。
So bear fruit for the name of Jesus Christ, for spiritual life, for righteousness, and this is to have spiritual life multiplied.
品质就决定了你的价值。
So quality determines value.
我们要做一个得胜者呢，或是一个失败者呢？
Do we want to be a winner in the end or a failure?
我们要做一个丰盛者，或是仅仅得救的信徒呢？
Do we want to have one who has abundant life, or do we are we only satisfied with being a mere a one who's merely saved?
你是不是有这样的心呢？ 在最后一章，
do we have this heart?
Maranatha 就是亚兰文啊，就是说主啊，我希望你赶快来。
It's an Aramaic language. It means, Lord, please come soon.
有这样的心吗？
Do we have this heart or this desire for Lord to come back soon?
最好不要赶快来，慢一点来，我日子还没有过好。
Or do we think that don't come back soon because I still have a lot to do or to enjoy on earth?
但是刚强的基督徒，多结果的基督徒是说，主啊，我愿你快来。
But a strong and courageous Christian will say, Lord, please come back soon.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
你赐给我们的生命是刚强仁爱的生命。
You give us a life that is strong, that is courageous, and that is loving kind.
也是会增长的生命。
That is also a life which can multiply.
也会结果子的生命。
And bear fruit.
你是说我们要多结果子，你就得着荣耀。
You say to us that if we bear much fruit, then you will be glorified.
希望我们里面的长者、年纪大的或者的人不要说：“哎呀，我已经老了，不能做什么。”
I hope that those among us who are elderly, or more advanced in age. Would not say, I'm old, I can do nothing.
我们应该越老的时候越刚强。
Actually, the older we are, the stronger we need to be.
因为我们经历了很多神的信实恩典。
Because we have experienced much of God's faithfulness and mercy and grace.
我们经历了人生很多风浪，但是我们都也经历了神的保守。
We have been through a lot of storms in life, and yet, at the same time, we have been much blessed and protected and provided by God.
我求你祝福我们中间的长者或是信主比较久的弟兄姐妹。
So Lord, may you bless those elderly people among us.
让他们像圣经所说的，他们到年老的时候，好像栽种在神圣殿里面的常青树。
So that they will be like what is being described in the Bible, that at their old age, they are like evergreens being planted in the sanctuary.
它结满了果子，还有这个果子都很多汁。
they bear much fruit, which is juicy and delicious.
让他们像加勒一样为主得着了仇敌的城门。
And they can win the spiritual battle.
就像 Caleb 就是Joshua,
Caleb, yeah.
也为我们中间的年轻一代的信徒祷告。
We also pray the younger ones among us.
求主保守他们。
May you protect them.
让他们跟那些敬虔、倾心爱主的年轻人一同追求。
And that all the godly and the God fearing young people together, they pursue your truth.
让他们有一个心智。
And give them a heart that then set their mind.
让他们不但不被世界同化。
On not being influenced by the worldly culture.
他们要靠着主的恩典改变这个世界。
But on making a difference in this world.
我深信有这样的心智的人，主啊，你一定会来成就。
It is my belief that if we have this kind of aspiration and determination, you will help us accomplish it.
因为你看了当时加勒跟耶稣亚，你就说他们有一个不一样的心智。
Because as we see from the Old Testament, delighted in Joshua and Caleb. You appreciate their having such a mind and determination.
彼得前书说，要为耶稣基督受苦，就是一个心智，也是一个属灵的兵器。
So suffer for Jesus Christ is a spiritual mind, is also a spiritual weapon.
所以当一个人连死都不怕的时候，仇敌对他就没有任何的办法。
And then enemies cannot do anything about him.
谢谢主，我深信你是信心创始成终的主。
Thanks be to the Lord. We know you are the author and the finisher of faith.
说不定你会在我们的教会在年轻一辈里面兴起将来的司布尊Billy Graham 起来。
May you raise up among the future generations your yet another
Spurgeon and
those are your servants who were greatly used by you.
或者兴起像加马卡泽起来。感谢主，垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and for this hearing our prayers. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.